Bush is set. Here's the 2-2. And that's bounced left side. Profar to his left. He has it. Goes to second for the force. And that is the ball game.
Now, another Astros podcast.
Houston Astros fall to the Texas Rangers by a final of 4-2. As the Rangers have taken the first two games here at Minute Maid Park to win the series.
Well, the Astros went for it. They used some of their top-notch relievers in this ball game, thinking they could hold it. But the Rangers proved to be a little tough. The Astros will be thin in the bullpen again tomorrow with a guy, Francis Martez, making his first big league start.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros falling to the Rangers yesterday and had a lead in that game for much of that ball game, but it really came down to the two big swings, the two home runs from Rougned Odor, and that wound up obviously being the difference in last night's game.
Yeah, it did, and it's tough when he beats some of your best guys. You know, look, change up against Davinsky, hits a homer, Gregerson comes in, falls behind, he hits the opposite field home run. So, you know, their guy beat our guys, and we come out of it with another loss. But it, you know, the bullpen continues to absorb a lot of innings. The offense hasn't gotten untracked on this homestand, but maybe tonight things change.
Yeah, Brad Peacock, kind of similar to the situation you had the day before, where you had a starter who was only going to go so far as Peacock was going on short rest, but did a nice job, all things considered. Almost got you through five, finished one out shy of that.
Yeah, he did a great job. I mean, that's as good a slider as he's had all season. His fastball command was in the zone. He did a good job of maximizing his pitches, and you know, we extended him into the 90s, and it took him out when it got a little bit hot there in the fifth, and brought in Will Harris, which was an early call for a guy like Will Harris. Yeah. But with the bases loaded, I felt like it was the right thing to do, and Will came up with some big pitches. But the tone being set by Peacock, controlling the game, we got untracked with a couple solo homers, but unfortunately they came back.
In a game like last night, you mentioned Will Harris coming in earlier than he normally would and coming in for multiple innings, which is not something he normally does. Is it something you kind of let your bullpen guys know, especially your key guys, hey, you might be in a little earlier tonight, or is it something they just kind of know because of the situation?
No, we talk to them. You know, they also know the situation. It's you know, obviously with a division opponent in town, with the way things have gone, the way the bullpen is I'm trying to keep some guys rested, some guys not. They sort of know it's all hands on deck. So with our starting rotation right now, trying to piece together 4 and 5 and 6 inning outings, the bullpen's pretty prepared early.
You made a move today, Josh Reddick going on the 7-day concussion DL, the concussion he suffered on Monday, and calling up Derek Fisher for his first big league call up, and an exciting player. Got to see a lot of him in spring training. Was off to a really good start at AAA, had a 17-game hit streak at one point. What are you hoping to see from Fisher?
Well, with Fish, you know, he's basically the best player in the PCL right now. I mean, he's had a tremendous start to the season. He's dynamic talent. He's got power. He's got speed. He's obviously, you know, gets his hits. He's hung in there against lefties and righties. His platoon splits are pretty balanced. So, you know, he's a dynamic player, and I don't know how long he's going to be here, if it's just the time where Reddick is down, which could be as soon as 5 days from now, or whether things go a little bit deeper for Fish. But given that he's earned the right to get tested at the major league level, how he was dominating AAA, maybe he'll spark us at the bottom of the order and be good right out of the gate as a young guy getting his first opportunity.
And getting his first opportunity as a starter, Francis Martez tonight, of course, made his big league debut out of the bullpen in long relief on Friday. And obviously another very exciting player. Didn't get off to the start I'm sure he would have liked at AAA, but a lot of weapons for Francis Martez.
Big time stuff. And he's a young kid that physically is maturing maybe a little bit more than even his approach. You know, I know he's gonna disrupt timing. He's gonna flash his stuff up 95, 96, up to 98 miles an hour. He's got some secondary weapons. He gets some swings and misses when he's in the strike zone. He can be very, very dynamic. So I hopefully after the first outing, his nerves will calm a little bit. He was available to pitch throw a side session with Brent Strom and prepare for this start. And you know, we have great upside in him. That could happen as soon as tonight.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
Every baseball fan has a big league dream, and DraftKings wants to make them come true with the Big League Call-Up. We're offering 30 special contests over 30 days. Each winner will receive a different once-in-a-lifetime experience. You could be taking batting practice on the field, throwing out the first pitch before a game, or acting as general manager for the day.
Houston Astros select Carlos Correa.
That's just to name a few. Step up to the plate at DraftKings.com and get ready to make your big league debut. DraftKings, the game inside the game.
Outfield deep with two outs. No balls and two strikes. Astros lead 2-0. The 0-2. Fastball, and he gets him swinging. Went after a high fastball as Fires blows it by him for his seventh strikeout of the ball game.
A.J. Hinch will take the baseball from Mike Fires. Gets a standing ovation from 41,000-plus. Turns in his longest outing of the season.
Well, maybe the second-best game we've seen Mike Fires throw as a Houston Astro. He was magnificent today. Talking about changing his mechanics a little bit, dropping his arm angle. Man, did he look good. Sharp with all three pitches.
Allowed only two hits.
Welcome back to Astro Lunch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks ahead of the last game against the Texas Rangers. Mike Fires will be the pitcher, and he's our guest today. And Mike, last game, notwithstanding, we've seen this build up the last three games that you've won. A little bit of difference we're noticing mostly with your breaking balls. It feels pretty good.
Yeah, it feels great to really throw everything, you know, with confidence and throw it for strikes and throw it where you want it and get ahead of these guys. Try to keep them out of, you know, hitters counts 1-0, 2-0 and, you know, be aggressive in the zone when I'm, you know, ahead 0-1 and, you know, they expand 0-2. But, yeah, basically just keep these hitters off balance and, you know, be aggressive.
Last time I got a chance to talk to you, we were in Miami, and you said, you were saying, you know what, it's coming. It's getting pretty close. I want to be part of this. The team's playing great. I want to be a part of it. It feels pretty good to be a big contributor right now, I bet.
Yeah, it's anytime you know, you're out there playing, you want to give your best effort and, you know, show your team that you're here to play and, you know, back them up. So, yeah. You know, to come off of three good starts and start on Friday, just want to continue the success and just keep battling and, you know, just go out there and compete with the guys in the field.
Obviously, the breaking ball looks sharper, and I know you talked to Lance McCullers a little bit. It looks to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you changed the angle of your release point on all your pitches. It looks just more free. Is that right?
Yeah, just maybe a little slight angle on your arm, but, you know, it could be the littlest thing as, you know, is that, or, you know, just holding the pitch a different way. But right now it feels really good, so I'm just going to keep rolling with it, and that's what this game about is. It's about, you know, making adjustments and, you know, seeing what works and seeing what doesn't. So as of right now, I feel good and try to just continue, you know, what I got going.
Well, it's been great. Father's Day this weekend on Sunday. Any special memories about your father? I mean, growing up, I'm sure he was a big influence.
Yeah, just going outside and playing catch with him every day on the sidewalk. He would take me to the field all the time. I'd want to, you know, I'd want to go there every day. He'd get off of work, you know, from construction. He'd want to take like a 30-minute nap, and then I'd wake him up, and then he'd be like, all right, wake me up in 30 minutes, and we'll go. So just, you know, I knew he was tired at the time. You know, I didn't realize how tired he was, you know, working all day and getting up early. And
you didn't care either.
No, you know, all I cared about was going to the field and playing baseball. Yeah. So, but, you know, he saw that, and, you know, he did everything he could to, you know, support me in that, and he did. He did a great job, and, you know, I'm at this point right now, you know, a big part because of him.
There you go. That's Mike Fires. Mike, keep up the great work. Thanks for catching up.
All right. Thank you.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.